Hi guys.
Hi.
Oh my god. So hi guys, welcome to another episode of Reconcile
the podcast. Today's episode, what I'm talking about, we're gonna be talking about salvation
mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. how to build a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. What is salvation? Zakulza, how do you define salvation?
Kuokoka.
There's a summary of us from Romans chapter 10 verse 9 that says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And for me and many others, I believe that's how salvation is defined. Like, being saved is believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. Mm-hmm. Like he died for your sins. That is salvation. So, no. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Mr. Tombia, your salvation journey, like how it started and how it's going. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I feel like I got born again when I was a child, mm-hmm. but I
ulizaliwa na Holy Spirit kama John the Baptist.
Actually, one of my earliest memories was I was in a church and I just remember being sat at the front with my mom and everyone was like praying in tongues. So I don't know if it was a dream or it actually happened, because we used to go to some, it's called Redeemed Gospel or Redeemed Church. So that's actually one of my earliest Christian faith God memories. And then now fast forward to primary school, I feel like I was born again, but I wasn't. I think I was just a good girl. And then now in high school, in form two, I remember in our school, I used to be in an Anglican school. So now we used to have a chapel that we'd go to, which was 2 kilometers away. So I remember this one Sunday. It was so now every, like from one west, from two, from one south, what, every Sunday, there used to be a nini that would go, a class that would go. So now this specific Sunday was our class. It was our time to go. So now it was 2 kilometers. So you walk down and it's in Limuru. So you walk down and then climb back up. And it was a lot with Taffy's shoes on tarmac. It was just full. So I remember just telling myself, when I go back to service now, because we'd go early in the morning and then make it in time for now our high school service. So I remember saying, the moment I just get to the dining hall like this, I'm going to sleep because I feel so tired. So now we come back and then get into the dining hall. I remember the man who preached was the doctor here. He was an eye surgeon. What are they called?
Optician.
See, optometrist. He was an eye surgeon. And let me tell you, that man preached. And I felt so convicted. Hadi yo kulala, nilikuwa nimesema nenda kulala. I didn't. And everyone around me was asleep. Like people from my class. Very few of us were not asleep, and he preached and I don't think it was even at a grand at a oh sidri like who, but the words cut my heart so deep. And then towards the end he said, who would like to get one again? My hand just went up. I stood up and then now he prayed for us. So from then on, that is the moment I confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And then now after that, what happened? So now after that, just like joining, actually before I got born again in high school, I had in form one, I had already joined a dance ministry, but it was a dance ministry. Yeah. Oh, in a drunk dance. So, and I don't know if I was born again or not, but I feel like I've always had that I am born again because I was a good girl. I never really did anything bad. So I don't know whether me thinking I was good made me think I'm born again. I've never understood it. So now, yeah, got into the Christian community in high school, I think in Form 4. And then now later joined church, our youth church, which has really, really propelled my salvation in a crazy way. Yeah, so, but I've always felt like such a good, so now actually I remember, I used to feel like my testimony is not good enough because there's nothing bad, quote unquote, bad that I've done. So I was just like, okay, I can't, I'm not relatable. I can't share my salvation story because unless you've been to the club, you've been CG, oh, I slept with 10 prostitutes, I was CG, God saved me.
Yeah,
that means your testimony is powerful. But now for me, I've just been chill, nothing. I didn't drink, I didn't do anything like bad, I didn't, like nothing. So it's to be like, oh man, I can't share. Like, I'm not relatable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like what you said about the fact that you thought that you being good, but you were born. That is what saved you. That now I'm born again because I'm good.
Yeah.
But good deeds don't
take you to heaven.
Yeah, they don't take you to heaven. What takes you to heaven is believing.
Yeah, in Jesus. Yeah. So that has been my salvation journey so far.
Wow.
But it's not been easy.
And tell us, I mean, the road is narrow.
Yeah, the path. Yeah,
for me, I think I feel like many wale watu tuliokoka 10 times, especially in high
school. You can challenge this all day. You can't get one again. Oh,
and
Jesus,
isn't even. I feel like me, I was those shy people. So even when the pastor would say once,
Pastor, you are shy. Okay, interesting. I didn't know.
Shy.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm still shy.
Adan. Our director, Dan, is like,
okay, but I used to be shy and so able. So, like, even.
Okay, but I see it. Yeah, I see it.
But the person would say, who wants to get born again? Sikwa nendo kombele.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say, fine.
Would you feel the conviction, though?
Yes,
like, okay,
like, wow, I knew this person is making so much sense. Like, wow, God, I want to give you my life,
yeah,
and to change. I don't want to, and see it in quite a vibe tomorrow, but I think I was just in that car, confused.
Didn't you high school?
Yes, I was not doing drugs, I was doing any bad thing, enough to get convicted. In the new one, I'm like, oh, this is wrong,
yeah.
But at the same time, I was just, you know, when you're living, but you're not living, like, high school, But my life had no meaning. And then now, actually, sometimes, but actually, nikuwa, wakisema, oh, so repeat this chapter, mimi niko pale, re-whispering. Oh, I was whispering.
Because
like,
it was embarrassing.
Yes.
Embarrassing.
Yes. So you can imagine, I got born again so many times. So ata nikisema, I can't even tell you when I got born again. Because I feel like I've always been born again since high school, but never serious. The things of God. And so even after high school, I joined church. I joined church. And then, and then life happened. After kumaliza Form 4, happy na marafiki. Now is when, you know, the teens, the maza mnajiona nyindo.
Cool kids.
So I got into a lot of bad influence.
Mm-hmm. Well,
bad company corrupts good moral.
For sure.
Corrupts. Good morning.
World,
So like, but I wouldn't like entirely thank you, Jesus. So like, I wouldn't entirely blame my friends.
Yeah.
Because ata mimi pia nilikuwa ule kondo, like, hey, try, let's do
it.
So I got into I stepped out from church and community and everything. Started drinking, you know, is your mahepi and friends and everything coming home.
Were your parents, let me ask, were your parents okay?
Ooh, definitely not.
So would you do it in secret?
Yes.
Okay, so.
But I remember one time, though I didn't know if I should share this story in case my parents would, but they actually, okay, so one time I got back to the angle and I got home so drunk. Let her home na marafiki, like five friends carried me, five good friends, wananibeba hivi hadi kwa rumi. Washira, washira. Like, make sure mefunga rumi yako, ndo wazazi wasi, hasijue. I don't, I think my, our house up at the time snitched. So then, mimi ni mirana to like, what if you got bed? Even the clothes I had on. And my mom is like, my mom comes, she has like spare keys to my room. She opens, she's like,
my child.
What is going on? Both my parents, because we'll come and talk, I think like I get together something. So I'll go pamoja. The following morning, my dad and Nisha took a CCTV. Tebuona, look at yourself. Look at yourself. Ukibebwa. Five people. Five people carried me. Look at yourself. Even ulikuwa na jana usiku. It was so embarrassing. And yeah, I didn't want to feel the bad.
Did you go back though? To drinking?
Yes. Aki, hey, that was a very... Hey, my parents, that's I feel good. Like I'm petitious.
Oh, okay.
And nowadays, I'm just like, God, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for how I embarrassed them and this one at them.
Yeah.
In such way, my mom used to be like, wait, what should me? I can't even remember me. But at the same time, I'm like, trend. Aki, God, please forgive me. But anyway, so anyway, we're funny. It's all those things and all those things. They made it from church.
Yeah.
And then, 2022 happened.
Last year.
I started having dreams.
Oh.
About Jesus.
Oh.
Like dreams about like just God-related stuff. Like
yeah.
Dreams about Jesus. Dreams about like just dreams that zilikuwa zinanifanya. What is going on?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah.
And then I'd have dreams like, and not only dreams, but say I'm out drinking with friends.
Oh.
I'm showing the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. I was the Spirit is just like, Pashera.
Doing this.
Stop it. Yeah, girl.
And I found myself in those two situations where I'm doing something I should not be doing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You got to.
You, yeah. And I put the ick.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, no, I have to stop.
Yeah.
And it can let you evolve. And then the last quarter of 2022, I feel like that is when now I was like, you know what, God, fine.
Mm.
I'm giving you my all.
Mm.
And life has been amazing since then. Mm. Despite the ups and downs that salvation obviously brings, but God has been faithful. So since then, I'm too plugged into church.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Nico, I'm happy. Mm. I feel like now my life has meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have direction, I have purpose, I have something. You know, I feel like everyone in this world, regardless of what religion you are, like we all have we know that there's someone, like there's a supernatural thing that we should think or person that we should like draw to.
Yeah.
And that's why you find like so many different religions and everything.
Yeah.
But and without that
and
all these other religions are like, they're just fake. They give you fake purpose.
Yeah.
Fake connection.
Yeah.
So until you find yourself in a position where ukona, you have God.
Yeah.
If your other connection is fake.
Yeah.
But with God, you have purpose. You have I feel like that's my life now. Yeah.
Okay.
That's salvation.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
It's been a tough journey, but we are here. I mean, So how to build?
Maybe before we go to that point, I feel like because I've always questioned it. I've told you this. I've always questioned God. Why is it that I am the way that I am? Why is it that my journey or my life is the way that it is? And one of the things that I used to question was, why is it that I got saved and I was with somebody else and then they didn't get saved? Why is it that, why is my life the way it is? And one of the things that I'm super grateful for is I don't have strict parents, but they really, whether they know it or not, whether it probably it's just God working in them or not, they really provided spiritual security. Let me call it. I don't know what spiritual security is, but I think just being with the sasidrini nini wali do, but I hope I'll be like that for my children. How they acted, how they just did everything that they did, protected me from so many things. It kept me from, let's say, going out or finding myself in, I don't know, weird relationships or I don't know, like just so many things. So I hope that we can also be such parents in future. Yeah, like we that. Provide that spiritual security for our children. that will keep them from going astray.
Yeah, because yeah. you actually don't need to experience the bad
yeah.
before you experience
it. Yeah, and that's such a lie. Ati, how we used to think, oh, you know, I need to party, I need to do everything.
So that's
live my life.
Ati.
Ntaokoka.
Your mom, like, she was already so into the things of God.
Yeah.
She gave you that opportunity.
Yeah.
When people were speaking in tongues.
Imagine. I think that's one of my earliest memories.
Wow.
When I was, I think I was even like 4. And my mom usually tells me that she got born again because of me.
Wow.
I know. Pressure, but sour.
So bitchy.
I know. It's so weird. It's so weird. Anyway.
Amen. We shall be those type of
parents. Hallelujah.
Can we move on to the second phase of this episode, which is how to build a relationship with God?
Yeah.
What, even for you, in the time, like, what is that maybe thing that helped you propel your relationship with God?
Okay. So, for me, when even, like, just as we were speaking, I was thinking about my friends. I always had a specific, all my friends, like my friends were in the CU. So we would always find ourselves just having, I mean, we were not deep, by the way. We were not deep at all. But we would find ourselves just talking about God. And then now immediately after high school, I joined the praise and worship team in my church. And let me tell you, in my church, we go to the same church, in our church, I joined the praise team, and that, being in that community, changed everything.
Wow.
The fellowship that would happen, because we'd meet, ukimaliza high school, by the way, you have so much time. Okay, I was the youngest then. So we used to meet every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, and every time we would meet, we were just meeting for Bible study and actually Saturday, so those are 4 days in a week, and then on Sunday in the morning for service and everything. So Monday, those 4 days in the week, we'd meet for fellowship, prayer, Bible study, and then now we'd practice.
Our practice would take 30 minutes. If we are meeting for 5 hours, our practice would take 40 minutes. If you're meeting for 5 hours, because we would stay for so long in church. Hadi wazazi walikuwa nyinyi, like mnaka. But sisi tuko, would you have us in the club then?
Yeah.
Would you have us in the club? Would you have us in the club?
My diary.
Is it my practice? Kesha, my everything. My dad is like, you watch it over youth. Mwana mnapenda vitu. I hope ata watch the episode. But mwana mnapenda vitu zosi. You know, and I'm like, Dad. You're lucky. I'm not going to have right now.
I'm in the club at night. I'm in church.
So
for anybody looking to build a relationship with God, one of the things that I'd say is fellowship is so important.
Yeah.
I remember one Jack. He gave an analogy. One of our friends gave an analogy of when you're lighting a bonfire. So now when you're lighting a bonfire, so you need like so many sticks come together, and then now, boom, like the fire becomes even massive. Crazier.
Yeah.
But now when you just remove one stick and then put it aside on its own, yes, it will be on fire. It will be on fire.
Definitely burn out.
Some point when it's just like alone in the corner, boom, the fire inaenda to ikididimea. So for anybody looking for fellowship, that aside from the very many other things, I really credit fellowship and community to my desire to grow in God. Because when we are coming together, you know, you just build each other, you're encouraging each other, all of you are just in one mind. It's so crazy, because even right now we are in the same praise and worship team. Just that fellowship, being when we are talking with other people, being in fellowship is so important, because it gives you that, okay, yeah, let's go. Yeah. I'm going to pray. I'm going to do everything that I need to do. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, actually, I also think that church and community really was one of those things that really, because Roger, I mean, you remember time when I had fun exams,
mm.
and if I told you, mm. I was away from church for 1 week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. I felt it. Like, I felt it so bad.
Mm.
It was a very, very bad month. But God is good.
Yeah. Before you say your point, I've remembered something.
Okay.
You see, church is so important. Being together is so important. And you realize that it's also one of the things that is greatly attacked. Being in church, being in fellowship, being in community is really, really attacked.
Nakumbuka, I don't know if you guys have watched it. Yeah, the exit. I feel like the whole world should watch
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you see, with things. Oh, also there's this. We'll link it down below. It's a video concerning an ex Satanist from Uganda, who. It's just a lot of
long
things.
Surgery.
It's a lot of things, but it's amazing. Amazing. So now, what is my point? My point is being in community is, you see things like church hurt. People, like majority of the conversation or the content or everything that is usually put up there is paints church in such a negative light because of things like church hurt. Mm. So mi na washera tumekosana, and that's the only thing that I will ever share, that she was in the praise and worship team and she betrayed me and she did all these very many things. But and you see now, the more you listen to those things, the more that is the one thing, the thing that is in your mind, it keeps you away from places that will really, really build you. Community, church is so important because that is where you also get refined. When we are among people, we get refined. Because Jesus, the Jesus in Washera, like Washera might do something to me, probably offend me, or I might offend her. But being in community refines us. Because how else will we come to maturity if we are alone?
Yeah, it's a whole topic, but yeah. And we also have to remember that, like, Christians in church, we are not perfect beings.
We are not.
We are definitely just human beings trying to follow the example of Jesus.
Yeah.
So obviously, someone is going to offend you, someone is going to hurt you. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you need to remember that God is not man.
Yeah.
Like, that is just people hurting you. But that does not mean that.
Yeah.
God is hurting you, you know. Okay, my point was about Bible study. How often do you do your Bible study, Natalie?
Almost every other day.
Yeah, I feel like it's important, at least every day. And Bible, I feel like Bible study, tunayonanga as, oh, I have to read 5 chapters every day. Yeah, I have to ascend. But I feel sometimes, unajua, sometimes like you lack that time to sit down and really read a chapter.
Yeah.
But Bible study, it's like fellowship with the Holy Spirit. It doesn't have to be like the whole chapter, even just one verse. And you keep thinking about it, keep meditating on it. Ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what, like, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to teach me in this verse? What are you teaching me about Jesus, about God from this verse? And the Holy Spirit always comes through.
He does.
Always comes through. I feel like, see, kuna Bible verse actually that says he will teach you all things and bring all things through.
Yeah.
Like, Bible study, okay, like, minister Sama, how I do my Bible study, when I have, those days when I used to have a really structured program, I used to do, like, Sama niko shule, I used to wake up at 4, and then 4 nina, I pray, listen to music, pray, and then I read the Bible. But so kiomba, like, you're praying, I tell God, Holy Spirit, I thank you because you are sent to come and teach me all things. So even as I read, I thank you because you are coming. You are teaching me these things. And you just sit down with your notebook and your Bible and you let him speak to you. And I used to just write. Well, the pattern manika 2 pages about 1 Bible verse. Like that's the thing about the Holy Spirit. Like God will never deny you the opportunity to get to know him better. So intentionally.
That's so nice. God will never deny you the opportunity to get to know him better.
Yeah. Put it on a t-shirt.
That's it.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, you know, that's, and then now for me, something that I really struggled with, like, yes, there's some Bible, but consistency.
Oh, yeah.
Consistency and discipline. I feel like that is one of those things that really build you.
Yeah.
Tunaweza chukulia venye, I like this analogy of like, you wouldn't like, can you remember what you ate last month on a Tuesday, the 14th? No.
No.
But it still nourished you, sindio?
Right.
And you will feel the effect. So imagine if, can you, would you be as healthy if you eat only twice a week?
Mm-mm.
No. You have to eat every single day. Think about it as that now. You have to read the Bible every single day. You might not remember what you read last month or even, yesterday. Okay, but same last week.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's mentioned. It's like, it mentions, look, it is beneficial.
Yeah.
And the thing I like telling the Holy Spirit is, you cannot, like, the way he was sent to bring these things to remembrance.
Uh-huh.
Like, he cannot remind you what you have not read. Do you know that?
That's true.
At a exam, like, usually, I thank you because ata enye nimesoma, I might not remember, but you will bring it to remembrance because I have read it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's another very, very key thing.
Maybe on that, growth is progressive.
Mm.
So now sometimes we don't see that we are growing until probably you look back 6 months or 1 year, and then you're like, oh, so every, sometimes we might not feel like, because you see sometimes how when you read your Bible, you feel, for real, I have read my Bible. And then the other times you're just like, I bambi. But now this small steps consistently, when you look back one day, you'll even know in yourself, I am not the person who I was. I'm not the person who I was. Like, I've changed. The Bible is transforming me. I like the scripture that talks about beholding in a mirror. As we behold, we are constantly being transformed into that same image.
Mm-hmm.
So each and every time that we look at Jesus and his word, we are being transformed. You'll find that, oh, okay, so I don't get as angry as I used to. Well, things are difficult. I remember for me, this year, I have felt like the Natalie in January and the Natalie in December, so different.
Hallelujah.
And I felt like inside myself, Jesus, yani, for real, I can feel gross. I can feel transformation. Yeah,
that's Bible study. Really amazing. Bible study every single day. Me and Nesama, every single day. Like,
it's so important.
And Vetrasema, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm reading the whole, you know, that one verse. I took a mat from what Bible?
Yeah.
Audio Bible. You know audio Bible so much.
Yeah.
Does it?
Hey, let me tell you, there was one time I used to, when I'd commute from home to town, every single, I think I can even tell you, okay, I can't really tell you, but I think I can tell you the book of John. Because I used to listen to it every single time. So anytime it starts playing, I know it word for word. It's so weird, but yeah. The word of God is so important. There's a verse, another verse that I really love from Romans chapter 15, verse 4. It says that, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures we might have hope.
Mm-hmm.
If we are not reading, there's a comfort that comes with reading the word of God, because you know, no matter what, no matter how life is, no matter what, me being a child and a son of God, a daughter of God, no matter what happens in my life, I know that everything works out for my good, and it will always end in glory. There's just comfort that comes with scripture, that is, you can never get it.
You can never
anywhere.
Find it.
You can't. And the beauty about reading the word is that, number one, we are transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Number two, we get to know this Jesus Christ. Because how else will we know God? How else would we know Holy Spirit? How else will we know Jesus if we are not reading his word?
Another point I really love about Bible study is, which I feel like most Christians do, especially as a new believer, you open up the Bible and you're looking at it as, what are you saying to me? Like, what are you telling me about myself?
Mm-hmm.
When reading the Bible, I feel like you're not reading it to see for your situation.
Yeah.
You're reading it to know the character of God. That's really important. Like, read it as, what are you telling me about yourself, God? What am I supposed to learn about your character?
Yeah.
And not, what am I supposed to, you know, for the kuna. Yes, there are scriptures that sometimes speak on our situation.
Yeah.
But they speak on our situations from God's perspective.
Yeah.
Even then.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Do you remember that thing I told? ZT I told? Mm-hmm. Nasigesis and exegesis.
Ah, yes. In a severe audience.
So, this came from a friend of mine. So, Noah, she was saying, pastors or topics or like preachings that are people focused is nasigesis. So, nasigesis comes from the word narcissist. That means, again, you're just reading for you, but not for God. Mm-hmm. But exegesis is you're learning or you're teaching or you're doing everything to know God, because the scriptures were not meant for my situation.
Yes.
It is this is for God. Like, it is for us to know God,
the character,
everything about God.
Yeah.
That narcissism is so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds true. Anyway, another point. What other thing do you feel like has helped you?
Something else that has helped me is obviously, this one is, I did say, prayer. And the best way that I could put it is just communicating with God. Constantly being in communication with God, praying. Prayer reveals, aside from reading the word, and obviously both of them should go hand in hand, prayer reveals the heart and the mind of God. Because when I'm sitting and listening down, I mean, listening to him, when I'm talking to him and pouring out myself to him and him doing the same, you just find that your relationship with him grows. But prayer is a very deep topic.
I like what you said about, like, it's like a two-way. It's like a call. You don't just, hello, okay, so, and then kimaliza unakata.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like my mom does that. Nikienda ku reply, she's like, and then I'm just, hello. But prayer is not.
Yeah, it's not that.
Okay. Yeah. But prayer is not that. It's like a two-way.
Yeah.
You talk and then you give God time to talk. I feel like sometimes.
Which is hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because I remember me, it took a really long while before I could even start hearing from God. And you know, there's that, kunaila nye, God sends you signs, which God is so good. Because even as a new believer, you find that you won't hear God, but he will. If you tell God, which matatu should I take? He will. You'll find someone. Hey, madam.
Yeah.
Find a friend. Oh, Natalie. Yeah. What's that?
Yeah.
Like, God will always affirm you, even in those, until masiyako inenda to the more inakuwa.
Yeah.
Like, God is so good.
Yeah.
God is so good.
Yeah. There's a verse in, I don't know whether it's in Psalms, but I remember it was David who says, once you have spoken, but twice I have heard. So God speaks once, but the number of times that we can hear it, it's like you find, probably you get a dream. And then labda, you check on IG, it's G, and then Siri word, and then G word. Like, it's all connected. So yeah, true. God is so faithful.
And I remember at first, like, as believers, another thing that we like to do is one of these things as coincidences.
Oh, yeah.
I remember there's another time. Let me just tell this story. I was coming from Hallingham to now town. And from Hallingham to town. And then I'm asking God, I wanted to go somewhere. But I knew it was wrong where I was going. And then I'm like, God, should I go? I'm leaning like this. I'm like, God, should I go? I look up. The first thing I see, no. A very big no. Like, there were other words, but that's the thing I saw.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ay, God, man, this is a coincidence. Niambi a tenant.
Yeah.
And then just in that moment, like, illiterate, I'm turning. As now, natuma tingine repita. With a big no, I'm like, God, like, okay. Are you trying?
Are you speaking
to
me? Ni confirm
ni wewe. And in that moment, like, my mom texts me and she's like, nataka upite hapa, uende ufanye hii, ufanye. So in that, like, when she now tells me this, I'm like, okay, hata sitapata time ya kuenda kwa inkwata.
Yeah.
But I would have looked at it from, I actually looked at it from a point of any coincidence.
Yeah.
God speaking to
you.
Which I feel like we do most of the
time.
You're like, God, you want God to send you a sign. But when he sends it, you're like, God. Oh, God is speaking. Okay. I don't want to hear.
No, next, I don't want that answer.
Yes. But prayer is something that really, I feel like it's important, especially as a new believer. What I used to do, and I still do, like put a timer. Does that work? I don't know if you've tried it.
No.
But I used to, like, to build your prayer life, I used to be like, okay, God, Leo, number 5 minutes. And then I put a timer and I'm like, I'm praying nonstop 5 minutes. No distraction. I put, like, music on my phone. And then I just pray. And you, praying in tongues definitely helps.
It does.
Bruce was a dunia mzima in 5 minutes. And then you're there like, okay, God. So
this
is awkward. Like, what else can I pray for? Like, but even as a new believer and you don't pray in tongues, ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to pray for? Because the Holy Spirit actually prays on our behalf. He intercedes for us.
Yeah.
So he intercedes through the tongue that we speak, but also he's able to give you things. What do you want me to pray about? He can tell you, pray about your mom, pray about that distant auntie that you've never seen, something like that. But putting a time on your phone, that worked for me. Like, unaweka tu timer, leo unasema, jana niliomba 5 minutes, leo I'm doing 7, kesho I'm doing 10. And that's building your stamina to not get distracted and dive into the things of God, that would help. Another point, I feel like sermons.
Oh, of course.
But this one is a very, is it touchy? Or like,
why?
Because I'm like, there's so much content out there being put by sermons that we don't know. Oh, we don't know what, like, is he talking?
Oh.
Is he preaching the truth?
Yeah.
You know, say that, oh, prosperity, God, this is your year. Then the next year, this is your year, you know.
Kwanza, I saw another nini TikTok today in the morning. Jackie Hill Perry said, what is that? Like, that's what she said. Breakthrough is coming. This is your year for I don't know what. And then she said, Paul. Think about Paul the Apostle. When did his breakthrough come? He was in prison for such a long time. Think about John the Baptist. He was in prison and then he was beheaded. Jesus. Like, anyway, those things are very...
Have
you finished that topic? Can you finish that?
No, like, what do you... like? What I feel like we can as well recommend, maybe a description, like teachers of the word that actually preach sound doctrine.
Yeah.
Like, they are termed as boring, but what you will find is the real thing.
Were you there? Were we having this conversation with you? So I remember I used to listen to Mike Todd in 2017, 2018. But I can't listen to him anymore.
I remember.
Yeah. So when I was when I would listen to his sermons, he blessed my heart. Like, he, kwanza yo ya David and Goliath, we were actually in that season where we were talking about David and Goliath and everything. So I remember having a conversation with another friend of mine, and when we were talking, I think she said that I can't remember who said it, but we were like, you know, you can't tell somebody not to listen to, like right now, I can't tell somebody, don't listen to Mike Todd, because in my season, he really helped me, built me, but right now, I can't listen. So sometimes it's a very nini topic, but we can't, it's just important for everyone to ask Holy Spirit, help me, because it all begins with God. Asking God, lead me to the right preachers. Obviously, we'll still recommend, but lead me to the right preachers, because I couldn't listen to Apostle Grace during that time because he was so deep, and we are not there
in the gym. Hey, Apostle, and I was like, bro,
I couldn't listen to.
I tried sitting
Apostle Grace,
But nowadays,
right,
I'm just like, ooh.
preach. Let's go, man of God. So yeah, it's a very interesting
like,
it's a very
interesting topic. There are levels.
You grow.
Yeah. At first you need like una you listen to people that speak to you about your soul. Like what you're going through, and you need that encouragement that you remember.
Oh, breakdown.
Yeah. Which it's not bad. Mm. But the more you grow yourself into things of God, the more you desire. Like, yes, this was milk. But now I want food. Now nataka ugali. Nataka yo sembe. Nataka yo sembe. Nataka kuifinya hivi. Kuifinya hivi. Skuma.
Yeah.
Na nyama and the whole, you know.
Yeah.
Nataka buffet.
Like, yeah.
But definitely ask the Holy Spirit. We touch to recommend, you know.
Yeah, we will.
But definitely ask the Holy Spirit. For I feel like He is the only one that can guide you. And don't usingojati, my son, this is the preachers I'm recommending to you. You'll find these things in very subtle ways. Utapata tu YouTube recommendation. You've never watched this person before, but all of a sudden umeletewa Joseph Prince, and you're like, okay, and he's maybe even the title speaking exactly to the situation you're in right now. Watch, that's how God speaks. I feel like we look for this
angel.
Angel Gabriel.
God. Hallelujah.
Anyway, yeah. So I feel like to make a little on that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyway, so we've had such a lovely conversation. I hope, guys, this has, I hope mekwamkichukua notes. I hope you've learned from this. Definitely watch out for more episodes concerning the same, because I feel like this is...
We'll talk about speaking in tongues.
Yeah, with someone. And if this someone is watching, you know yourself. Anyway, yeah, definitely look out for more content regarding the same, because that is why we're here. Mm. Our ministry of reconciliation, reconciling.
Now it's ministry of reconciliation.
It's reconcile the podcast, but ministry of reconciliation. Guys. Anyway, thank you so much for sitting through this whole episode. I hope you've had a fantastic time. I hope more than our laughter and everything, you have really gained from this.
I hope that our desire for this podcast is that we grow into maturity, all of us, including you who's watching or listening to us. We are growing. We cannot, we can no longer just be babies.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this on Spotify or whatever, please leave a review. If you're watching us on YouTube, please give it a like, share it with your friends.
Share. Like, subscribe, comment.
Everything. Somebody's cringing.
Anyway, cringe for Lenyuma, but
Thank you for watching, for listening.
Bye bye.
Next week.
See you next week.
Bye bye.